Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast, and there's nothing better than doing a Stain Gang Podcast with Michael Meacham on Thanksgiving week, because that means that the Midwestern State men's soccer team has gone deep in the NCAA tournament, and again, for the third straight year, they're into the third round, they're in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament, and headed to California to take on Stanislaus State, the number one seed in Super Region 4. I've done a lot of games, and they all kind of run together. I'm not going to forget the game that we did Saturday with Plaxico scoring 15 seconds before a PK shootout.
Yeah.
A golden goal, just a memorable game from beginning to end, really. And people that talk about scoreless soccer not being exciting should have watched that game, because there was plenty of drama in that game.
It was two good teams that were kind of desperate for result and to advance in the NCAA tournament. So, I mean, it was nothing less than what we thought it was going to be, but probably a little bit more than we knew it was going to end up being.
It is a funny game, and I know we've probably talked about this before, but the way you can dominate in soccer and it not show on the scoreboard. Maybe ice hockey, it happens some, but
yeah,
in soccer, it happens a lot. And how frustrating is it to be dominating a game the way you were and still the possibility of losing existed?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you're just like, you're happy with the performance, and we've talked about it for all year now. I mean, you want to be happy with the tape at the end of the day. However, in the NCAA tournament, you have to win the scoreboard. You know, I mean, that's the name of sport and the name of competition and what we're kind of do. You ultimately have to win that to kind of keep going. So you are as what the scoreboard says you are.
Yeah, right. Will a performance like that be good enough against Stanislaus State?
I mean, I think a performance like that will keep us in games and keep us in situations where we're going to be able to be able to do what we did on Saturday. It'll always give us a chance, but I mean, Stanislaus State's a good team, you know, so we're going to have to be a little bit more prolific in front of goal to kind of come out on the right side of that one.
I mean, Seattle Pacific was a good team too.
Yeah, they're very good.
What put Stanislaus State at a different level?
I mean, geez, you're looking at a team that's only lost one game all year. I mean, I think they've only given up 6 goals. So, I mean, they can score goals. They keep clean sheets. They're always kind of right there. They're just a really, really strong group. I mean, they've got some players that are extremely dangerous in a couple of different areas that can do a lot of good things. Defensively, like I said, they don't give really anything away. So yeah, I mean, they're a complete group.
You know, it sounds like you're describing Midwestern State.
We've given up a few more goals than 9 or 6 or whatever they've given up. So we've been on a good run right now, and we feel,
I was going to say, not in recent good. Form. You're not giving up much recently.
Yeah.
Early in the year, you conceded some goals.
We did, but now we're feeling like we've kind of, like I said, found some good rotations and found some good shape and things like that. So yeah, I mean, I feel that we have the capability of being in every game. We just got to keep being hungry and keep being elite in both boxes.
The all-region team was announced just prior to our recording this.
I didn't even know that.
Probably breaking news to you, but you've got...
Definitely breaking news. I don't know.
You've got 6 players on the all-region teams, 3 first-teamers and 3 second-teamers.
Oh, good, good.
So Midwestern State is well-represented. Liam Pritchard, who was the midfielder of the year in the Lone Star Conference, one of those first-teamers. Obviously, Parker Plaxico, one of those first teamers, and Jaime Villagomez among the 13 players to be named to the first team. And then on the second team, you've got junior midfielder Alan Rivera, sophomore midfielder Cooper T, and senior defender Davis Mays.
Yeah.
All these guys are well deserving of the recognition, obviously.
Yeah, they've all done really well for us this year. I mean, I'm glad to see that they keep getting recognized as good players.
Can we just kind of go through and just give me your first thought as I list the guys, Parker Plaxico?
Yeah, I mean, I think you got a guy in Parker, I want to say he's only on 12 or 13 goals now. I want to say got to be close to half of those, got to be game winners. So that's all.
Yeah, I think it's 5 game winning goals, and he's got 12 goals this year, so you're pretty much on target there.
Yeah, so he's going to be, he should always be recognized as being a solid player. And then you got kind of Liam out there that has been doing it for a few years now for us and things like that, and was, you know, very dangerous 1v1 and getting things in the box and creating chances. So, yeah, and then Jaime, it's awesome that Jaime's kind of being recognized.
It's pretty cool that he got recognized because he's kind of a guy that could fly under the radar, but he didn't, obviously,
in the
region. Yeah,
but I think everybody that watches us will know who Jaime is and competes against us and knows how good Jaime is. And then you've obviously got two of our guys centrally in the second team with Cooper and Allen that, I mean, can arguably be able to play with anybody in the country.
I mean, you wouldn't be here without those two guys. I'm not taking anything away from the first team because the same is true with them.
It's a good group of guys. We've got a good solid group, and then you've kind of got Davis back there that probably, in all honesty, probably played the best game he's played since here. He's been here on Saturday, so hopefully.
And he's a pretty cool story coming back to Wichita Falls to finish out his collegiate career.
Yeah,
and he's a guy you've played. In the second half of the season, you played him almost every minute.
Yeah, he's been really good for us. Him and Skyler have a great partnership together, and you know, even to the right of him with Ethan, they've kind of got a good partnership. So it's been cool to see.
And if I'm hearing you right, those guys are going to be tested in this game coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I want to. Stanislaus has got to be one of the top goal scoring teams in the CCAA. So I mean, they were co-champions of it with Dominguez Hills and things like that. So, I mean, anytime you've got a conference champion out of the CCA, it's going to be a really good team.
You got to travel to California on Thanksgiving week. Mm-hmm. How much of that is worrisome for you?
The only part of the worrisome part is just, like, it's so much travel for everybody in the country. You know, everybody's going around and seeing people and things like that, which is awesome when you get to spend time with friends and family and stuff like that. So I'm happy that everybody's going to get to be able to do that. And then I'm obviously even more happy that we're going to get to spend Thanksgiving as a team. So that's awesome. But
have turkey and dressing and cranberry sauce.
No turkey and dressing for us. We're a steak eating team.
I love that. I love that about you guys.
We only eat steak on Thanksgiving. So, but yeah, we'll leave Friday night, and we'll land out in California on Friday night and get to the hotel and train on Saturday.
Is there anything about playing a California team that's different than playing teams maybe in the Lone Star Conference?
The good thing is, like, we played Seattle last week. We never played them before. I don't think we've played Stanislaus before
I don't believe so.
As a program. So, I mean, it's always just cool to be able to play new opponents out of different parts of the country, which is awesome.
I mean, I guess there's not an advantage either way, but do you like that they haven't played you either? I mean, do you feel like...
I think it's just really cool for both teams, both programs, both universities to be representing the NCAA in their respective conferences this late in the season, and gives everybody kind of a special time to spend during holidays and things like that. And but yeah, being able to compete against somebody you haven't played, for them, for us, getting on a plane and going. Obviously, you'd always like to play at home, but they've done what they were supposed to do all year and consistent throughout the year to be able to get the home games. And
but it's also kind of cool to get to travel as a team together to play a big game out west.
Yeah, anytime you get to play. I mean, like we've talked about it for years. I mean, if you're this far in, you'll travel anywhere to play anybody, and you know, throw your hat in the ring and see how it plays out after 90 minutes.
I know I've probably asked you this every week for the last 2 or 3 weeks, but are you playing your best soccer right now?
I would say on Saturday we probably played the most complete game that we've played all year. Now, can I get 18 to 23 year olds to be consistent enough a week later to do it? We're going to find out on Sunday.
What's your biggest concern going into this match?
Not really, like, super concerned. I mean, we've watched a lot of tape on Stanislaus, and you know, obviously the opponent that you're playing is probably the biggest concern. I mean, they're extremely solid, you know, well coached, well organized group that's confident in front of goal, and they don't give up a lot of goals. So I mean, you're gonna have to show up and perform.
Well, I thought we might have a high scoring game against Seattle Pacific because both teams were the highest scoring teams in their conference.
Yeah,
turned out to be scoreless for 110 minutes. Kind of expect the same thing here.
I would. I think it's definitely going to take more than one goal for both teams to win it. So, I would imagine that it's going to take a more than 1-0 to win the game.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
I like mine medium rare, by the way.
Come on over.
That's Michael Meacham. Always great to talk to him Thanksgiving week about Midwestern State men's soccer. That means Midwestern State is making a run toward a possible national championship. Hopefully we're visiting with Michael again next week on another Stank Gang podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.